Someone was making me famous, so I needed to know who I was to thank. I did a little investigating to see where all of this email traffic was coming from. It was all coming from an article called Right Wing Rock, an attorney out of Washington, D.C. named Brian Greer. This guy was doing what he does best, fabricate stories so he can say that he has a job. Listen to what this guy has to say. Accusation. Mr. Greer takes quotes from another article, of course, by the state-run media, and says, as the paper tells it, the purported content of the compulsory assembly was characterized by the performing group as drug and alcohol awareness. But the program's actual content addressed a much broader list of concerns. Accusation. The article states, Dean strongly defended the Second Amendment and said that blaming Columbine on guns is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Well, accusation. Dean was also critical of the news and entertainment media, saying that the news media are liberal and have an accepting attitude towards adultery, homosexuality, and abortion. Well, accusation. Dean said there is nothing in the Constitution or founding documents about separation of church and state. Well, accusation. Dean characterized evolution as just a theory. Well, accusation. Lead singer Bradley Dean. Wait, let's say that again. Lead singer Bradley Dean. Accusation. As I stated earlier, Mr. Greer wrote his article on our group after reading other articles written by the state-run media, including one from the Creston News Advertiser, describing almost exactly the same sequence of events.
Bradley and the crew, your program at Creston High made a solid impact on a number of our students. The fact that Bradley was straightforward with the students about issues that many of us find easy to ignore. He tackled some tough issues from an approach that kids listened to. Even some of our toughest kids to get through to opened up and listened. Another thing that I appreciated was the time that was taken to talk to kids after the program backstage. I was able to eavesdrop a little bit and was happy to hear what was being said. Bradley made a connection with the kids and in a one-on-one situation carried the same message that he presented to the large group in a very personal manner. The fact that they were given many things to think about in the large group presentation, I considered the time well spent. There was some controversy in a couple of communities near us, as well as some negative press in a couple of newspapers. However, we did not receive anything like that in Creston. The program is one which I was satisfied with, in that it accomplished what I had hoped it would. It approached tough issues that made kids think about their own value systems. Respectfully, Todd F. Wolverton.
I could go on and on with Brian Greer's fabrications, but instead, to show you his hypocrisy, I asked Brian via email, of course, what he thought of our assembly program. He replied with, if you're asking whether I've actually attended one, I have not. But from what I've read and heard, then it's gotta be true, Brian. He ends his email with, if what I've read and heard from those in attendance is incorrect, please let me know. Well, Brian, I am. After the media splashes us on the front page of the Tri-Metro newspapers in three different states, the media showed up with breaking news, and it was called the parent protest.
They say the message turned from drinking to topics like abortion, gun control, and premarital sex.
Folks, parent protest? There were six parents that attended. It is not my job to change your values. It's my job to serve them. Now, one more thing. in Eureka Springs, where Brian was from, a few years after
the
high
school. Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope,
thank
and
you,
healing.
Brother.
He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm just doing a little homework. I'm just deciding to go off on the truth of the matter and how people are lied to all the time. As a matter of fact, speaking of being lied to, we got a brand new documentary hopefully going to be posted up on all of our platforms, BitChute, Brighteon, and Rumble tomorrow, concerning who told you that our forefathers were occultists, right? And the bottom line is, it's an expose on who our forefathers were, not what the revisionists would have you believe that they are. And that's going to be all up and ready to go tomorrow. I got a guy in Germany right now finishing up the process. We've been working on that documentary concerning our forefathers, being accused of being occultists and Masons of today, which is the furthest thing from the truth. We've been working on that for 3 months now. So we've been putting a lot of time, effort, and money into it. Matter of fact, we've had a team on it for that entire time, just putting this together as I was putting the narration to it. That shall be up till tomorrow on our platforms as we speak now. So it will be up tomorrow. Just want to make clear you all understand that. But I'm doing my homework on myself. I just decided to put in Bradley Dean. And of course, the first one that comes up is what the sodomites think of me. And then one of my pages that's been pulled by Facebook. And then my ministry, You Can Run But You Cannot Hide, doing 365 high schools across the country. And I'm just thinking about it. It's like, whoa, you know, for all of the stuff that these people had to say about me, it's very far and few between that I've had the opportunity to actually answer any of their accusations. Isn't that kind of funny how that works? But again, isn't this how the American people get their news? Yeah. I mean, folks, look at all these tragedies that take place, these crises that are created. Remember Columbine? Remember Ruby Ridge? Remember Waco? Remember Oklahoma City bombing? Remember the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the assassination of RFK and the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.? And anything that majorly takes place in this country? Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media sets the narrative, and what they do is they censor and suppress the eyewitnesses? How does that work? I mean, folks, again, the name of the show today is Who Told You That? Listen to the nonsense that people believe today. What's the saying? Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me for believing you. I mean, this is insane. And here's the bottom line. You can lie to some of the people some of the time. You can lie to all the people some of the time. But you can't fool God. And you might fool some of the people, but you can't fool God at no time, can you? Nope. Because he is always going to bring forth his truth. And it reminds me of something Augustine said. He said, the lion and the truth is like that lion. You don't have to defend the truth. Just let it loose. It will take care of itself. Oh, it does. It absolutely does. And that's what I want to get to today, because too many times we're told, and we have a view in our mind of people in a distorted sense, which is in a distorted sense, which is not true in any sense of the word. I mean, one of those guys, for example, is Martin Luther King Jr. You know, I mean, does anybody know that the head of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, an unconstitutional agency? Did you know that the head of that organization, his name was J. Edgar Hoover? Did you know that he was an adamant sodomite? He hated God. So if he hated God and he hates the truth, what is he going to promulgate? What's going to come out of him? He's a reprobate. He's dead in his sin. He lived in an abominable lifestyle. Why would anybody take him seriously? But he, in fact, was the one that was responsible for demonizing Martin Luther King Jr. You know what Bradley did? This is what we do over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio. I decided to go meet some of the people that were with him during the particular time back in the 60s, what they called the Civil Rights Movement. And I wanted to know the truth of who was Martin Luther King Jr. When we were in Memphis, I spent over 3 hours. I got the interview online. It's going to be posted. We'll post that again within the next couple weeks as well. But it's an interview with me and Andrew Young, the former mayor of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. And man, I'm telling you what, everything I've been told by the mainstream media and everything I was told by Andrew Young, who is the guy that was with him at the very front of the civil rights movement, any picture you see, Andrew's right there with him almost 9 times out of 10. And everything I heard from the mainstream media about Martin Luther King, he completely denounced it. He said that's not true at all. But then again, they crucified Jesus on the cross for something he didn't do neither. And you would think, for example, here, let me give you an example scripturally. Do you remember when Jesus was going up to the cross? Do you remember that when he turned around as he was going to Calvary and all the women were sitting there weeping and following him and walking slowly behind him and weeping for him? Do you remember what Jesus said to them? He said to all of them, he said, don't weep for me, weep for you and your children. And then he said, if they're doing this in a green tree where you still have the truth and the power to put a stop to it, can you imagine what they're going to do to you when they have, or in a season of a dry tree? And that means all your power is going to be completely gone. Isn't that what's happening today? The American people are allowing the mainstream media that they don't believe in to set the narrative. And it reminds me of something to the point of, you know, when I say they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth, that's exactly right. I mean, folks, the truth that you believe in this country today is completely inverted, upside down, and backwards on so many different levels. I remember a guy by the name of Chris Hedges correctly observed, and this is what he said. He said, we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Just think about that. Is it true? Yes. Yes, absolutely. They don't. Hey, folks, cured people don't bring them money. Okay. And the bottom line is they create dependency. And if you look in the book of Luke, you can also see the woman that spent all of her money on doctors, and she was nothing bettered, scripture tells us, until she met the Christ. And then she touched his garment. And what happened? The blood within her staunched up immediately. Well, that lines up with scripture. Is it true? Absolutely. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. That blind eyes are open, that deaf ears are open, that the lame walk, that all manner of sickness and disease is completely healed. The dead are raised up. We're talking about the power of the Son of God, who is the resurrection and the life. That's who we go to. And he's also the one that says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. I'm going to pick this up right on the other side of this break. I love this topic. We're going to get your discerners going as well in just a moment here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are and what it is that we have been doing for the last 25 years, and or jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also find us on social media platforms, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 12. His name is Jesus Christ. So let's get to this, folks. I was just talking about who told you that. And we have a characterization, or we have preconceived ideas of what people are and who they are and what they're really about because of the mainstream media that we don't believe had painted a picture of those people. And yet somehow or another, they say they don't believe the media, but they believe their lives in action. That's holding the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:16, right? Yeah, it is. But I want to go back to just getting to the point and then get to the character of some of these people that have been mislabeled by history. Hey, folks, John Adams, the second president, he's the one that said there's nothing more false than the present day history. It's exactly right. We've heard this before. History is written by men who hung heroes. That's what the people have allowed. That's what the people have allowed, and we got to get back to holding up the truth and speaking forth the word of truth, right? And holding it forth as Scripture tells us to do so. But I want you to listen to this quote by Chris Hedges and tell me if it's not true, okay? We live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Is it true? Yes. Remember, over the last 3 years under this pandemic, this created pandemic, we've been told, listen, this is about your health. We're looking out for you. By the way, Adolf Hitler did the exact same thing. And then what they did is by force tried to corral everybody into taking their shot. 20 million people later that are now no longer here with us that took the experimental jab. And yet the bad guys are still there to tell the next story, aren't they? And to create the next crisis. Yep, and that's on the people, not on them, because you're only merely allowing them to do what they get away with. But when you talk of health, is it true? They destroy health, yeah, because they want dependence. Lawyers destroy justice. Is it true? Oh, my goodness. I can't even tell you how many attorneys I've dealt with concerning this censorship issue that we have been dealing with. Where the big tech and the mainstream media in Google and in Facebook and in YouTube, they all censored our free speech while they're acting subversively to our way of life concerning our laws within this constitutional republic of ours. They're subversive, but yet they're having their way. And anybody that holds to the word of God and the Constitution somehow or another, that's not permissible speech. It's the people that have allowed that, okay? We live in a nation where universities now destroy knowledge. I mean, it's common knowledge. I've done a couple of them. As a matter of fact, I remember I did one college in University of St. Cloud here. And before I even got there, they already had 100 kids waiting for me, protesting me. See, the dummies didn't realize that Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. They drew me a crowd that I could now speak to and preach the gospel to. Did I do it? You better bet your bottom dollar I did. Matter of fact, I have video of the whole event where at the end of the assembly program, those that were protesting us were the ones that were coming up to us and giving us a hug and telling us thank you for telling them the truth concerning what the media was trying to set concerning the narrative on my ministry. And during that time, it was also interesting to note that I walked into the back of the assembly program in this big arena area, this auditorium in the college, and there was the useful idiot, the reporter. He didn't listen to a word I said, but they put me on the front page of the paper. This is how you get your information, Americans. This is how you get it. Universities destroy knowledge. The point that I was going to make, it's common knowledge amongst people today. If you want to raise up good little communists, send them to a university. Who's that on? That's on the people that send their kids to them. The people that allow their communistic ideologies. It's illegal in this country. Again, they are subversives. We live in a nation where what? The government destroys freedom. The whole purpose of law, if obeyed by grace, gives us what? Liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. The government is not in position to steal away our God-given rights. The purpose of government is to maintain our rights under God. Why? Because in this country, they didn't give us our rights. The Lord did. And by the way, we are the government and our representatives work for us. Just clarifying. Here's another one. We now live in a nation where the press destroys information. Oh, it goes way beyond that. Imagine how many lives have been destroyed by the mainstream media and they weren't held accountable. Imagine how many times they're defamed. How many times they've lied? How many people are dead because of those useful idiots in the mainstream media drove the narrative or a wedge pitting one against another? Oh, I'm my goodness, folks. Remember the LA riots? Do you remember that whole Rodney King fiasco? Oh, same thing happened here in Minneapolis with George Floyd. There was no truth in those reports, folks. They were set to drive people one against another in creating domestic insurrection. Remember, that was one of the things that King George did to our forefathers as well. They were responsible for creating domestic insurrection. In those days, in the modern version and understanding of it, it would be equated to that of Adolf Hitler and the brown shirts. He sends in the brown shirts, creates domestic insurrection. Then he comes in, plays the problem solver to the people, not realizing that he was the one that created the problem in the first place. That's exactly what government does, if you allow them to do it. Folks, the institution of government is awesome, but it is God ordained. And if we follow the rule of law from our hearts, folks, we're going to have a most awesome country We're going to have a most awesome country. And the fact of the matter is we need to get back to history and understand our history and studying the past so it does not repeat itself. Let me give you another one. We live in a nation where religion now destroys morals. Outside of the fact that the CIA has been busy planting women in the pulpits and men in the pulpits, that the men want to be women and the women want to be men and they put them in the pulpits. The CIA is behind much of this. But again, the CIA is only doing what the people allow them to do. But is it true? Is religion destroying morality? You drive downtown Minneapolis, every once in a while, you'll see a church with a red, white, blue, yellow door, and it says, "All are welcome." Really? All are welcome. Well, okay, great. You know, all are welcome, that's right, but they're all going to hear the same message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the message isn't, we're going to tailor our message to you. Nope, you're going to tailor your message and understanding, and you're going to bow the knee and confess that Jesus is Lord through godly repentance. And if you don't do that, then you're going to be ostracized, and the church has the power and the authority to do just that. Back in the 1600s and the 1700s, if you wanted to be a part of a church, you had to prove yourself to the congregation for 1 to 3 years. Now they're telling people, oh, just come on in. It doesn't matter. We just weren't all welcoming church. We're an open and an affirming church. Folks, that is not a church of Jesus Christ. That is a church of the devil. That's exactly what it is. And the fact of the matter is to sit there and advocate for what God clearly calls an abomination and call yourself a Christian, you are deceived beyond help. My goodness gracious. Point made. We now live in a nation where our banks destroy the economy. Is it true, folks? Can anybody dispute what I'm saying right now? Let me ask you another question. Going to the 86% that profess to be Christians. Is this the uprightness of a Christian people in any sense of the word? Of, again, which 86% to be believers? Or is this the judgment of the Lord upon a rebellious and a revolting people that refuse to bow the knee before the Lord and adhere to his laws, his judgments, his statutes, his ordinances, that we might know righteousness and peace? That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly where we're at today in this country. And do we have the power to right the wrong? Well, here's the good news, folks. You still have the freedom today to do the right thing, don't you? What are you doing with that freedom that you have, folks? That blood-bought freedom. Again, reminding you and bringing you to the cross, Jesus Christ went to the cross and he took our judgment upon himself, and through his blood and the washing of the water of the word unto sanctification, under the sprinkling of that blood, he establishes the sure mercies of David ordered to right and sure, 1 Peter. Okay? And so the fact of the matter is, folks, when we understand that we are a blood-bought people, we're going to treat all of this stuff that's highlighted in this country in a completely different way. We're going to teach men to walk in the light of the countenance of the Most High God. We're going to teach men the fear of the Lord in departing from iniquity. Why? Because the church and the righteous within this country, under the umbrella of the Christian umbrella, those that are in Christ are not going to tolerate those crimes in any sense of the word, the same way that our forefathers didn't. And we're going to come back on the other side of this break, folks. And what we're going to do is we're going to get to some famous names. And I'm going to give you analogies. I'm going to get your discerners going, that you might be able to exercise your discerners. Because, again, what I want to do is I want to set the record straight in those that tried to set the record completely backwards. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th,
again,
Jewish
I can see.
For Israel at our nation's capital.
It's amazing.
2024 Washington, D.C.
People want answers, and they're looking to their favorite politicians. How does that make sense?
Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV.
Guys, we're going to be up in just a second here. I got to give you kind of a little news flash here concerning BBS. Our news flag right now is under a hurricane, and they've been out of, I think it's 3 million people who don't have any electricity at all. So it's been pretty rough for those guys over in Texas. So I just wanted people to understand what's going on, if there's any delay or whatever may be going on here. But we'll get to that in just a moment.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so here, I just want to go ahead and highlight this, and again, it has everything in the world to do with what we're talking about right now. So you guys all know that Mike Adams just recently pulled a major lawsuit against the Defense Department of the United States of America for stealing tax dollars from the people, the federal government, giving it to the DOD, the Pentagon, and then they hired foreigners to attack their political opposition. Facebook's guilty. Google's guilty. YouTube's guilty. Again, this is happening because the people don't understand the severity of what they're trying to do. They want to drive the whole narrative in nothing but the narrative. That's why they censor. One of those individuals in those organizations that are also being sued by Mike Adams and others, it's not just Mike Adams, by the way. There's others out there doing this right now because the Attorney General from Missouri is going after them for the illegalities of their censorship of free speech, okay? And the fact of the matter is, PragerU University is now exposing NewsGuard censorship. NewsGuard is the ones that put themselves up as a conservative fact checker. And you better get their little approval tag on your site, because if you don't, nobody's going to believe your nonsense. Well, guess what? NewsGuard is a part of those that are illegally censoring organizations and ministries like mine. That was their front. They told you that they were the good guy, just like politicians today. They're the good guy. No, they're not. You judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. Now, what's interesting is Prager's also now taking the time to go after NewsGuard. Okay? NewsGuard is no good. Hey, folks, read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. But this goes hand in glove with what we're talking about right now concerning who told you that. Folks, those that put themselves under pretenses, namely false pretenses, playing out the good guy, that get all the attention they need, all the money that they need, you can rest assured, just like all the conservatives of the day, they're not serving the people. They're serving their golden calf. They're serving their 30 pieces of silver temporarily, because they will stand before the Lord as well. But that's why the church is supposed to be here, friends, in action today, so that that judgment day is pushed up years prior to the fact that they naturally expire. Okay? You all understand. But again, folks, look what's happening. People are exposing these people, and it's taken them years to do it. Well, guess what? NewsGuard's been attacking us since day one. Taking out of context, questioning everything and anything that we do. And then they go out there, and then what they do is they pervert our answers, if they even give them to you. Folks, that's why it's so important to question everything that you're told. Let's get to this, because I love this topic. Have you guys ever heard of Eric Little? Over 75 years ago, there was a remarkable man who did a remarkable thing. Eric Little of Scotland. He was refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday. Guess what? He was a God-fearing man, which his faith taught him that he would not violate the Sabbath day. Isn't that interesting? But what did the people of his country label him because he obeyed God? They labeled him as a traitor to Scotland for obeying the Lord. You know, folks, I got to tell you, I get sick and tired of people trying to take the meanings of things and twist their definitions, especially when it comes from those that should know better. You know, everything Adolf Hitler did was illegal. No, is in fact, as a matter of fact, everything he did was illegal. It violated God's moral law, and it violated man's, because it was premised on God's law. When I hear people say that, it's just like, are you kidding me? Hey, folks, you know that the people today, they're equating what Donald Trump has gone through, and they're saying, you know what, they set up a mock trial for Jesus too. This in hopes of justifying Donald Trump. I can't make it up. And when I see it, I say that's blasphemy. That's total blasphemy to do something like that. But that's what they do. And it's a prime case in point as to what I'm talking about. Back to Eric Little. You ever heard of Chariots Fire? Remember that Academy Award winning film? Well, that was premised on Little's life. Okay, Little managed to negotiate an unheard of switch from the 100 meter race he had been scheduled to run, the 400 meter, for which he had not trained. And later in the week, Eric Little won the race and was showered with Olympic glory. See how the first he had to partake of that cross before he gloried in Christ? And notice how it was the Lord's word and his cross that was appointed, and Eric adhered to the cross, and in the process, the God the Father seen the end result in glorifying Jesus Christ through that process. Hey, folks, that's a true Christian. That's how it works. Little won the race and was showered with Olympic glory. But what happened before that, friends? He was accused by his own people for obeying God as a traitor. And instead of cashing in, Little turned his back on fame and fortune, followed in his footsteps of his parents, becoming a missionary in China, where his most powerful contributions to God and to his fellow humans were made. I love the topic. Remember Benedict Arnold? Again, food for thought. I want you to think in a way that you haven't thought before. Remember Benedict Arnold? And I know most of you guys are thinking of the politicians of today. Well, you're exactly right. But let's go back to Benedict Arnold. Everybody thought that he was a patriot. He was sold to the people as a patriot back then. Yet when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. Hey, folks, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. You know, isn't it interesting when you go to Washington, D.C., all the corrupt presidents have their own streets, their own buildings, their own museums, their own airports, the whole shebang. But where are the righteous? Where are they named? Oh, they might have a little sign in the back of a country road somewhere 300 miles out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the mass majority of the American people. It's crazy. Back to Benedict Arnold. In July of 1780, Arnold sought and obtained command of the fort at West Point. He already had begun a year-long correspondence with, listen carefully, General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in a command of a loyalist regime. Arnold, Benedict Arnold, offered to hand the fort over to the British for $3 million in this would be in 2008 terms, but it was in British 20,300 concerning their currency during that particular time. It was equated to $3 million US. And so what he did is he said, I'll betray West Point for $3 million. And you give me that $3 million and a brigadier's commission. Okay. He chose West Point for its strategic importance. The Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with the British forces in Canada, a move that would have split the north from the south. And his plans were thwarted when Andre was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold. Andre was carrying documents, folks, that were exposing Benedict Arnold for exactly who he was and what it is that he intended to do to the American cause. By the way, Major Andre was publicly hung by George Washington because George Washington was not going to tolerate treason within the ranks of the United States of America. Okay, he did it reluctantly, but he obeyed the Lord. What about Ben Franklin? This one's great. Okay, what did Ben Franklin, one of the least religious signers of the Constitution, say? The revisionist, right? You know, the show's called Who Told You That? As the governor of Pennsylvania, did you know that Ben Franklin issued statewide prayer proclamations? Did you know that he recommended Christianity in public schools? Did you know that Ben Franklin was also a financial supporter of one of the Great Awakening preachers, George Whitefield? Did you know that Ben Franklin boosted churches and their attendance? He also called for chaplains and daily prayer at the Constitutional Convention. Oh, and did I forget to tell you, folks, that Ben Franklin also set at the foundation of this country that an atheist is unknown in the United States and how contrary to the mind that is at enmity with God. Folks, what we are told and what the truth of the matter is and ought to be in all of our minds because we've done our own due diligence, right? 2 Timothy 2:15, we should know the truth of the matter. But most don't. Here, let me go over to this guy, because I was talking about him earlier, and then I'll come back to George Washington. What about Martin Luther King Jr.? As I said, I spent some time with Sam Kyle. He was the guy that was standing right next to Martin when he got shot, okay? Not a one of those people, by the way, believed that that was a random act of some lunatic that just wanted to get rid of Martin Luther King Jr. It had nothing to do with it. Every single one of them said that was the FBI's report, and every single one of them, all three of these guys, Roger Wilkins, Andrew Young, and Sam Kyle, told me that J. Edgar Hoover had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. It was the government that murdered him, friends. And there's even further evidence, folks, from an eyewitness in a court case concerning the death of Martin Luther that he was actually murdered in the hospital, where he was suffocated to death because he was still alive. But let me go to this. What about Martin Luther King Jr.? Did an event with his niece, by the way, Elveda King, out in Georgia, probably 10 years ago. But speaking of Martin Luther King Jr., the problem with what he's been called concerning a communist, that was all the FBI. Hey, folks, he's the guy that said, I'm not a communist, I'm a Baptist preacher. That's like oil and water. And a preacher's job, of course, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is to slay sin. Isn't that what Martin Luther King Jr. was doing? Absolutely, that's what he was doing. I think I've shared with you guys that one of the greatest compliments I've ever received in all of my life was when Andrew Young said on film He looked over at me and he said, you know what, Bradley? He said, Martin would have loved you. Praise God. If I can become half the man that God ordained him to be for his time, I will be sufficiently pleased to stand before the Lord. And of course, we're talking about the righteousness of Christ, and I'm not honoring the man. I'm honoring the man that obeyed God and the God in the man. Cool? Just to make clear. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back in a minute.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much.
That's right.
If you have not three yet Jeeps partnered deep, with us financially, right. We that's ask right. you today to consider becoming a
that's
son
right.
or daughter
CIA.
Of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747.
I'm talking to Donna 111 right now. That's right.
Or online.
That's right. Matter of fact, many CIA agents have come forward to tell the people the
like
truth
this.
Of the matter.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty,
we'll
we cannot
one.
Say
love
thank
it.
You enough. All we do
totally
is
love it. Hey guys,
by the generosity
also
of
consider becoming a son
like
or daughter of
Together,
liberty.
We are having
we are
going to
be in Colorado at the end of the month here. Colorado.
So if you have not
we're also broadcasting across the country in 160 different
to
affiliates.
Becoming a son or daughter of liberty.
And the way
Call
that we do that is you guys keep us out there. You guys all know that we are doers of the word, not hearers only. And in the process of doing that, we're going to continuously do so as long as you keep us out there. And thank you for those that do.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mike
Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great.
Yeah.
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k,
crazy.
Or your retirement with gold and silver.
Hey guys, your orders will go out tomorrow morning. Thank you for all of the orders over the last couple weeks. We just totally appreciate your trust. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning. This is the first one. All the prophets were pointing to the front. God speaks to the heart, not the head. Then the head, then the armor, soldier of the cross as well. Again, orders will go out tomorrow morning. I wanted to say really quick, this really quick during the last segment here. BBSradio.com is our new flagship. And interestingly enough, and it didn't surprise me whatsoever, but once we moved over there, folks, just over the last couple days, I brought up this in part, but 5 a.m., not this morning, but yesterday morning, they were hit with a hurricane. So they've been down over there, and I've been talking to Don. Him and his brother run the operation. They're the CEOs over there. So you might want to keep those guys up in prayer because they have generators, but they don't have gas. And he said, Bradley, we drove for an hour and a half to get gas. We run out of gas to get gas for our generators. And he said, you know, in a lot of places, there's trees down so nobody can get out and about. So those guys could use your prayers. Keep them up. They're great guys. And in the process, folks, that is our home, BBSradio.com. If you go over there, check it out. And let us know what your thoughts are, too, by the way. But I needed to let you know what was going on. So if anything seems out of place right now, that's what's going on, okay? Let's get back over to this. Who told you that? I love this kind of content. I really do. Because I was the guy, and I am the guy that the media does this to. Okay? Let's go over to Elijah real quick. He was labeled the troubler of Israel. I love this. Listen to what they labeled him. They called that lone holy prophet of God the troubler. 1 Kings 18, 17 and 18. Listen carefully. And it came to pass when Ahab, the wicked king, saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Here's the devil saying to the holy man of God, okay, are you him that troubles Israel? This is what he does. He's the accuser of the brethren. 12:10 of Revelation. Read it. This is Ahab, the corrupt king, who is a subordinate of his witch Jezebelian wife. What did he say? He accused Elijah of being the troubler of Israel. And he answered, I've not troubled Israel, but thou in thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, a false god, one they created to suit their sins, right? So you see, if you go over to Isaiah 59, verse 12 and 14, that whole chapter is fantastic, by the way. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, before God, and our sins testify against us. Listen, Americans, for our transgressions are with us, and as for our lawless deeds, our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. You know what's worse than a liar? Put that up against Proverbs 19:9. And notice they're also the top three that will go into hell where they belong. You know what's worse than a liar? Those that parrot the lies. Those that accept the lies. How many times I have been questioned in ministry for doing what I'm here. Let me say it this way. I remember my whole life having people around me. Namely, I'm thinking of my aunt right now. And every once in a while, we'd go to Easter. We'd go to church. You know, Resurrection Day. Well, we were called and taught that it was Easter, and we had the bunny and we had the eggs, which has nothing to do with Christ crucified and the resurrection. Every once in a while, we would go to church. That was the right thing to do. And everything in between was living for the devil. I'm talking about the examples that were set before me and my brother, okay? And I think of my aunt, too, who called herself a born-again Christian. And I think of other people that called themselves Christians that you would have never suspected in a million years they were Christians, because they were doing the same things that you were doing. Everything was fine with Bradley Dean as long as I was doing the wrong thing. But the minute I started to obey, listen, don't get me wrong here. The minute I started to obey the Lord, when the Lord truly converted me, by his Holy Ghost, where I was born again. That means when all things old have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. When the Lord really did that to me, I wasn't talked into it. He really did this to Bradley Dean, John 3:3. I was born again, 2 Corinthians 5:17. It's nothing weird. It's his power. He's claiming me to be his son. We're joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Because those that are born of the Spirit understand what it means to be born in the fire. They don't settle for the smoke. Let me go back. The minute I began to obey the Lord out of love, to whom much is forgiven, much is required. But before that, to whom's forgiven much, loves much. My goodness, folks. Listen, my testimony's not predicated or premised on how bad of a sinner I was, but how great of a Savior he is. Amen. Amen. Is it true? Absolutely. That's how he's glorified. That's how his grace is glorified. When you see Christ, that's having church, just like we're having right now. Amen. The minute I start to obey the Lord because of my love for him, isn't it interesting that everybody had a problem with me? That's exactly right. When I started to do and practice what I preached, all of a sudden, I became a problem. And for all of those years when I was in a rock and roll band, playing the drummer, playing the rock star, touring the country, nobody had a thing to say to me. No, as a matter of fact, a lot of the people that were inside of the bars, they were Christians too. They were the ones that had drinks in their hand. Some of them were in the basement doing drugs, I guess, and others were out in the hallway smoking dope. Oh, they all thought they were going to heaven, folks. Matter of fact, I really try to compartmentalize certain things within the ministry, but I'm endorsed by major companies when it comes to drum companies, and I get to go to the NAMM every year in California and hang out with all of those that you would call a rock star. And folks, the most vile of the vilest that you know of in the rock and roll scene, when you approach them and you track them, I got a whole video on it. It's interesting to note that they all will claim that they're Christians. You want to know why? Because of the false gospel that's been preached. It runs antithetical to the Word of God, friends. Nobody had a problem with Bradley until I started to do the right thing. Fornicating, girling it, doing everything I shouldn't have been doing. Nobody had a problem. Everybody was cool. Until I started to do the right thing. That's right. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to be the black sheep, and I've been that black sheep for 25 years. I'm going to be the guy that stands at the end of the cliff while everybody's going that way. And I'm going to be doing what I'm doing right now on the radio. And I'm going to say, you can hate me all that you want, but I want you to have the knowledge to know that I loved you enough to tell you what all these other people failed to tell you. That is what the heart of this ministry is all about. Because how many times I have said, they never said anything to me. I had a musician in my band. He was a bass player. Raised in ministry. Didn't know it until probably 15 years after I left the band. He was the worst one in the band. He was raised in ministry. He never said a word to Bradley Dean. Never. But the author and the finisher of my faith did a lot more than saying, folks. He came in and he broke me down to nothing to show me exactly who he is. And that is the testimony of Jesus Christ. I want to go on here because we're coming up on the end of the show already. I was just talking about Isaiah 59, 12 through 14. And it talks about in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God. Okay. Speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned backwards. That's right. That's what I was just talking about. Okay. And justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter in. Here, folks, here's the good news again. We still have the freedom today to do the right thing. For all the truth that has fallen in the streets, let's pick it up and do what we're called and commanded to do out of love for God. We're commanded to bring the answers to the world. We're not to magnify the problems. And if we do, we're showing you the transgression of the law, but we're also showing you the resolve in Christ. Hebrews 12, 2. But folks, I want you to understand something. We're called to be the repairers of the breach. We are called to be those that build the old waste places. And we still today have the opportunity to do that. And we need to quit allowing the bad guys to set the narrative. And we need to start getting back to the truth of the matter and watch the Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, set the narrative and changing culture rather than standing back and allowing culture to change us. That's how you know what a real Christian is. They've come out from among them. 2 Corinthians 6:14 to the end of the chapter. James 4:4, they're not friends with the world, which is enmity with God. After all, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? You get it? Let your eye be single, folks. Let your eye be single and keep it fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. Again, he is my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus. Talk to you in 23. See ya.